Hello and welcome to Relatable with Sui. I personally want to thank you for joining me today. On this podcast, we talk about all things relatable and, of course, self-improvement. This is your host, Sui Lanji. Hi everyone, welcome back to this week's episode of Relatable with Sui. I hope everybody has had a great week. As for me, not so well because of school, I guess. Online classes are not treating me so well. They're just 50-50, I guess. I'm enjoying the part where I get to be in bed like 80% of my time. And, maybe 20% is like the schoolwork. But like some days it's good, some days it's bad. And I don't know if I really like it, you know. I think I'm just enjoying the sleep. But the whole learning online idea is just, it's pathetic. I don't like it. And yeah, it's kind of like been stressing me a bit. Okay, not really. I don't know how to explain it. But anyways, in short, I just don't like it. Away from that. So today's episode, here's what really happened, you guys. Here's what happened. I've got a friend and he's got a YouTube channel. And he usually posts like, you know, videos of him and his friends just discussing like different topics and all that. So this week he posted a video and I went to watch the video. And guess what this video was all about? Social media. I looked at it and I was like, what is this, for real? I'm just like overthinking and all that. And I clicked, I went off my YouTube and then went back again and like clicked on the channel, and yeah, it was actually titled social media. And I was like, what? This is like the topic that I have for this week on the episode. And I planned it like, you know, a week ago and all that. And me seeing it, I was like, was someone reading through my like notebook and all that? But I started watching this video. I was like, oh, this must be interesting. I really want to hear what it's going to talk about, if we're actually thinking the same things. And he talked about everything, you know, like almost everything that I actually wanted to talk about today. And it was just such an insightful video. It was really nice, honestly. I would advise everybody, if you've got the time, just go check out that video. You just get to learn so much and just find out so many new things. And it was just really insightful, to be honest. Anyways, the YouTube channel is called the 2021 Visuals, and 2021 is in numbers, so the 2121 Visuals. And their Instagram page is called visualize_media_xo. The visualize is a Z, so I think they've got the link in the bio on Instagram, or you can just go and search for the channel on YouTube. But you really, really have to go and watch that video and just listen to what those guys had to share. It was really, really interesting. So yeah, I basically wanted to talk about the pros and the cons of social media, but more concentration on the pros than the cons. So here's the reason why I really want to concentrate more on the pros than on the cons. Look, in a nutshell, the cons of social media are addiction and comparison. There's obviously like 1,000, but like for me, I feel like the ones that affect us the most, addiction and comparison. The reason why I don't want to talk about the cons on this episode is because I feel like the cons are more of like an us problem or a me problem, right? Those are the things that we just bring on ourselves. Like, we choose to have those social media cons. I don't know if you guys get what I'm trying to say. Okay, let me just give an example. The addiction part. It's just you who doesn't have self-control, right? That has more to do with self-discipline than anything else. So that's basically another topic for another day, self-discipline. And, you know, just training yourself to do what is right at the right time. So yeah, and then while I was watching the video that I was talking about there on the YouTube channel, the 2021 Visuals, so one of them mentioned about this thing I've never even really heard of. I don't know if it's actually a thing, that's how it's called, but this guy mentioned the pain-pleasure balance. And basically they were trying to say that to every good thing, of course, there's a bad, right? To every advantage, there's a disadvantage. And in life, basically, you need to have a balance. In as much as you spend time on social media, you need to be equally as productive. Life is all about balance, okay? Life is all about balance. It's all about knowing when to start and when to stop, when to control yourself. So for me, I feel like social media is actually a really good thing. Like, that's just my opinion. If you want, you can come and argue with me. But so here are some of the pros. And the first one is inspiration and motivation. Let's say you go to Instagram and you see how other people are living their lives, and some of the things just inspire you to do more in your life. They motivate you to do more, you know. When you look at someone's Instagram page and, you know, they're so hardworking and they're achieving so many things, to some extent, you know, it inspires you and it motivates you to work hard and just do more for yourself. And then this goes both ways, right? You might not know, but you posting on social media can actually inspire others and motivate others. So for me, like, that's actually one of the biggest and the best things that happened to me when it comes to social media. I've gotten inspired. I have been motivated how hardworking some people are and the results that they've achieved. And for me, they just made me work even harder in some areas, you know, because I just want to achieve a certain goal. I look at the people and I'm like, you know what? If these guys can do it, I can also do it. I am not an exception. They are not an exception. We are all human beings and under the same, you know, sky. And if they can do it, I can also do it. The other thing is communication. We use social media to communicate. Guys, imagine life without social media. Imagine life without WhatsApp, life without Facebook, life without Instagram. Imagine not having to communicate with people who are like miles away, even just people who are nearby. Imagine not having to do that. I honestly can't even imagine life without social media, to be honest. I was listening to this TED talk about social media and all that. Yeah, they were basically talking about, you know, the harm that social media brings us. But then this guy was like, oh, I actually don't have social media. And I'm like, how do you communicate with the rest of the world? Yeah, maybe you can read news from the newspapers and stuff like that, but how do you communicate? Like, how do you send messages to your family? Oh, yeah, there's direct message, right? Oh, okay, I didn't realize. Anyways, it's not that easy, especially for some of us who are like a miles away from home. You get it, right? I only communicate to my parents through WhatsApp because it's just cheaper and, you know, very easy to use. So yeah, there's that communication. We communicate with our friends. We're always in touch. Imagine if we couldn't communicate with everybody or anybody. And then the other thing is ideas. You know, you get ideas from social media. Pinterest, you guys, is my favorite app. I spend like 70% of my time or my life, let me just say, on Pinterest. I even stopped using Instagram more just because of that reason. I'm mostly like on Pinterest, just saving stuff and just learning new stuff. I love that app. If you don't have Pinterest, please download it. So you get ideas from social media, you know, whether it comes to school, whether it comes to work, whether it comes to friendships, whether it comes to relationships. But don't take, okay, obviously, you know the good ideas. You know what to get and you know what not to get. And then the other thing is it just opens up your mind. I think you stop being narrow-minded because you look at life from different angles, you know, looking at different people, seeing how different people live their lives and all that. You begin to learn about other people's cultures and how things are done in other people's cultures. You begin to appreciate even the things that you have when you look at how other people are living. You get it, right? It makes you aware of what is going on around. This is somehow, you know, connected to what I just said. You get to know what's going on around in the world, what's going on just everywhere, you know. The other thing is you get a chance to showcase your talents, to show your talents to the world. There are people who can dance and they use social media to showcase that talent. Let's say businesses, people now use social media for like businesses to promote your business. You find your customers online. So there's all those good things that you can use social media for. And, you know, you get to interact with different people. Apart from the people that you already know, you get to meet different people. There are people who've met their lovers. They are married to people that they met online. People have met their best friends online, and for me, honestly, that's a plus. Of course, I have a social media friend, actually. We haven't yet met, but like, I feel like me and this person, we've already met, you know, and I just like our friendship. I love the way it's going, and I hope we'll meet, and I just can't wait to meet some of the friends that I've met through social media. I feel like social media, we should be grateful for it. Social media is one of the best things that happened to us, to be honest. I really appreciate it and everything that I have learned. You know, even the way I interact these days with people, I have learned some things from, you know, the people that I follow online. They teach me one or two things. Just learn to follow the right people, guys, the right pages. You're going to learn a lot from it and you get a lot from it. Yeah, so basically that is what I wanted to share today. Just let me know your thoughts about this topic. But don't forget, you guys, to go check out the video on YouTube. That video, everybody has to watch it. I loved everything in it and I learned so much. And I am grateful, actually, that I had to watch that video before recording this particular episode. I really want to say thank you for making it to the end of the episode. Don't forget to subscribe and to share and to review this episode. Thank you guys so much as usual. I'm sure you're even tired of hearing me say that, but I'll never stop being grateful. So thank you guys.